Ich bin ja Radio. Es ist Sonntag. Sie hören SO21. Kunstradio. Kunstradio. Kunstradio.
Radio Lora. SO21. Hier ist Brain Hall. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente. Hallo und herzlich willkommen zu einer weiteren Sendung von Brain Hall auf Radio Lora SO21. Wir stellen euch in dieser Sendung den Klangkünstler Lumalozzi aus Chicago vor. Wir werden von ihm in dieser Sendung zwei Experimentalkompositionen hören. Im ersten Teil hören wir uns den Track Pass aus dem Jahre 2000 an. Der Track Things in Their Place von 2002 werden wir euch im zweiten Teil der Sendung vorstellen. Lumalozzi wird uns mehr über Pass und Things in Their Place im Verlauf der Sendung erzählen. Wir haben ihm Fragen nach Chicago gesendet, die er uns als MP3 Antworten zurückgesendet hat. Bevor wir jedoch in die Komposition von Lumalozzi hineinhören, wollte ich etwas mehr über seine Biografie erfahren.
My education was in visual arts, and I concentrated on media art, performance, and installation when I was in art school. That was in the late 70s. Around 1985, I started making performances and installations that were more sound and text-oriented. And then in 1990, I began concentrating on audio works that were experimental radio pieces, essentially new Hörspiel kinds of works. And these picked up on some of my earlier concerns in performance and installation, that is, using language, manipulating language, playing with the idea of what is understandable and what's not understandable, translations and mistranslations, also to some degree a manipulation of the sonic properties of language. Most of the time this had to do with editing techniques and changes in continuity and in the time pacing of language. It also had to do very much with the idea of interpretation, in the sense that I wanted the content of what was being said to be not to be definite, to be malleable or changeable or subject to open and multiple interpretations. So this all comes from, I think, a concern with semiotics more than music, in a sense. And I think that underlies a lot of the work that I've been doing, even the work that is, in fact, music.
Und was machst du genau? Ist es Audio Art? Was ist für dich deine Arbeit mit Audio?
The two pieces that you're playing, Pass and Things in Their Place, are both audio art pieces. I don't think of them as music pieces at all. They have more to do with the act of listening, the phenomenology of listening, notion of interpretation, how a listening space is a kind of virtual architecture, also an imaginary architecture, and also in the piece Things in Their Place, how a text or a narrator can assume different roles within a piece as a kind of director of listening. So I don't think these pieces are musical at all. They have kind of musicality in them, in the sense that there's a care about how they're constructed sonically and about how they lead you from place to place, but they're not in themselves musical compositions.
Als erstes hören wir nun die Komposition Pass aus dem Jahre 2000. Was kannst du uns über Pass erzählen?
Pass is an audio work that comes out of a question I asked myself about what the moment after an event sounds like. And what I thought about in this case was, for example, if you slam a door shut, there's a kind of almost vacuum that happens acoustically. It's as if the energy was sucked out of the space for a moment, and then the dust settles, and then you kind of return to an awareness of the place. But right after the door slams, there's a kind of gap almost in your perception, a kind of emptiness. This happens with a lot of sudden events, I think, and sometimes with just dramatic ones. For example, I think there's something similar that happens when you hear something like a very dramatic piece, say an aria in an opera, and you hear that last note of the singer, and it just reverberates in the room for a second once that kind of dramatic moment is over. There's also something in the drama that is a kind of gap right after that event, and then it's almost as if the space kind of returns to itself. So what interested me was that gap, and it's kind of focusing on that and then extending that gap and thinking about how the gap might not be empty but be filled with something that returns us somehow to another place or to a new location, so to speak. So the piece is kind of constructed around very sudden dramatic moments with long decrescendos or long pauses or kind of clearing out periods. That's just a general notion of the form of the work. Then there's a lot of other material in there, most of which references a place or a body in a place. There's no text in the piece, but there are voices that occur. There's a play of proximity, which often interests me. In other words, there are some sounds which I'm using that are actually their original sound, might be something that was very, very loud that I'm using in a very quiet way, or something rather quiet that I'm pushing up into a louder representation. So, for example, I have bits of dropout and hiss and noise that I kind of bring up to the surface or that I emphasize, and then there are recordings of people yelling and screaming and singing really loudly that are pushed way back in the mix. So there's this kind of reversal of the typical proximity that one has to sonic events.
Thank you.
Das war die Komposition Pass des Klangkünstlers Lou Malozzi aus Chicago. Ich wollte von ihm wissen, was denn seine Faszination für die Arbeit mit Akustik und Field Recording ausmacht.
Field recordings and the sound of actual places are interesting to me because, again, they're interesting to me in the sense that I can then use them to call attention to the artificiality of the experience. In other words, the recording, which we often think of as neutral, especially with a field recording where we're really just trying to hear the place, is not neutral. The microphone is a very specific place. It's placed in a certain way. It has a kind of representation. It has a kind of attitude. It has a kind of comment on the very thing that it's recording, even if it's trying to stay out of the way, so to speak. And so for me, field recordings are interesting when I can use them in a way that calls attention to the act of recording and the act of listening back to a recording, and the difference between the recorded experience and the actual experience. This is sort of at the heart of some of my interest, is the difference between mediated experience and direct experience.
Du bist ja seit vielen Jahren ein sehr aktiver Künstler in der Chicagoer Experimentalszene. Du arbeitest auch mit anderen Musikern und Musikerinnen zusammen. Was sind deine momentanen Projekte?
I work with a lot of musicians and artists in Chicago. Last 10 years, I've been doing a lot more improvised music projects. These are coming out of my audio art practice in that I use the tools of the recording studio, and I use a lot of pre-recorded or amplified materials like I would in a recording studio or in a sound performance situation. I use those same kinds of materials in improvised music settings, mostly working with instrumentalists, people who play acoustic instruments. These include Fred Lonberg Holm, Michael Zerang, Guillermo Gregorio, a number of other people in Chicago, as well as musicians and from Europe. Some of the people I've performed with or recorded with include Birgit Uhler from Hamburg, Carlos Zingaro Alves from Portugal, from Lisbon, and Michael Vorfeld from Berlin.
Hören wir nun die zweite Komposition von Lou Malozzi. Sie trägt den Titel Things in Their Place und stammt aus dem Jahre 2002. Lou, was geht es in Things in Their Place?
This piece I did while I was in residence at the Bellagio Center in northern Italy, which is run by the Rockefeller Foundation. I had a residency there in 2002 and made this in their studio. It has to do with memory and listening, and in a way it's a kind of meta essay. The text in it, or the voice in it, which is my voice, is a kind of improvised speaking about the acts of listening and the act of remembering what you've heard. It's also about real time and manipulated time. So there are sections in the piece where the listener is essentially instructed or asked to listen in real time and pay attention, and then listen again and think about what they heard before. So this also has to do with the act of repeating, and therefore it's specific to a recorded medium, because it has to do with representation and then re-presenting something, an event. But the language also shifts. It takes on a kind of almost poetic role at some parts of the piece. Use language as a way to implant images, essentially visual images, into the sonic scenes that I'm giving to the listener. So there's also this interplay between the visual, the linguistic, and the acoustic, which is something that's of great interest to me in my radio pieces and in my installations as well. And finally, Things in Their Place is then also about the fact that this listening and the making of this kind of work is not innocent. In other words, that piece is the piece that towards the end of that piece, you actually hear the sound of me playing part of the piece back in a room, and I re-record that and put it in as the end of the work. And so there's a kind of hall of mirrors sort of idea going on.
Think back 3 minutes. Think back. There was no boat, maybe not even water. Some vague voices, reverberations, hums, indistinct, quiet. And now, suddenly, try this again. Let's try this again. Let's try this in another quiet place. And now I'll tell you the things that occupy this quiet place, or that disturb it, that could give it shape. Vase, flowers, shells, insects, pitcher, copper cauldron, beer jug, pipe, playing cards, asparagus, teacup, cheese, soup bowl, wine glass, silver dish, peeled lemon, broken glass, pewter dish, pastry, peeled orange, open watch, nautilus shell cup, Chinese bowl, oriental carpet, walnuts, apricots, basket, bricks. Put these objects away. Put them away. Think back 2 minutes. There were no objects. There was no discussion of objects. There was no placement of objects. Just this space, this quiet space, alone, indistinct. Other, do you remember? Without the boats. Thank you. And now all of a sudden here we are, or all of a sudden there. And before the quiet places, the places are before the objects we planted there, but before the spaces, what did we sense? Only ourselves? It's unlikely because we use words like visceral and, of course. I constructed some precious sentences that confused my hands with my inner organs. The purpose was to contradict. In this particular conspiracy, the captions outnumber the illustrations. There are a lot of names here, too many names. But once in a while, something happens again. Assured. Vase, flowers, shells, insects, pitcher, copper cauldron, beer jug, pipe, playing cards, asparagus, teacup, cheese, soup bowl, wine glass, silver dish, peeled lemon, broken glass, pewter dish, pastry, peeled orange, open watch, nautilus shell cup, Chinese bowl, oriental carpet, walnuts, apricots, basket, bricks. There.
Super Bowl, wine glass, silver dish, peeled lemon, broken glass, pewter dish.
Is it enough to remember the indistinct voices, ticks, hums, then something approaches, a motor, footsteps,
walnuts,
the low rumble or the heels and soles come right up on the ear, and then either a splash or a grind, and then walking away or passing slowly left to right.
Put these in.
That story that recedes into the background. Is that the same? Is that what happened? Am I asking you to repeat yourself?
Das war Things in Their Place von Lumalozzi aus dem Jahre 2002. Wie immer an dieser Stelle möchten wir euch auf die Internetseite von Lumalozzi hinweisen, lumalozzi.com. Mehr über Brainhole findet ihr wie immer auf www.brainhole.net. Bis bald. SO21. Hier ist Brainhole. Die Sendung für Geräusche und Audio-Experimente.